Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 16th, 2018. Today is True Love Forever Day. The reigning federal coalition of the CDU, CSU, and SPD has passed a bill on a third gender option in civil status law. It will be called Diverse. The bill on the third sex was passed by the federal cabinet on Wednesday, as Federal Family Minister Franziska Giffey announced on her Facebook page. In a groundbreaking ruling last autumn, the Federal Constitutional Court called for the introduction of a further gender category in addition to male and female by the end of this year. Originally, the Federal Ministry of the Interior had planned other as the name for the third gender option, but this was perceived as discriminatory by intersexuals and transgender associations. First, the name was changed in a draft bill to Further, now to Diverse. There were no other decisive changes to the draft bill, as the Federal Association Trans criticized in a statement, although there had been massive protests against the draft. Critics said a few months ago that this is a, quote, minimal solution. The Federal Association Trans went on to explain that, quote, it plays a much bigger role that one will have to present a medical certificate on gender identity in order to be listed in the option diverse than the term itself. The bill thus ignores the criticism of pathologization and violence experienced by intersexual people. Criticism also arises that the option should only be open to people with, quote, variants of sexual development, as the draft states. This only refers to intersexual people. In their case, sexual characteristics such as hormones or chromosomes cannot be clearly classified as male or female. Trans people, for example, are excluded from the new option. The Federal Association Trans describes this as a, quote, missed historical opportunity. The District Office Neukölln wants to help the tenants in the area and provide free advice on all legal questions concerning rising rents, scarce living space, and gentrification. On behalf of the District Office, the Tenant Advisory Service Prenzlauer Berg will offer 8 hours of advice a week at a total of 4 locations in the district starting August 20th. This step became necessary because Neukölln is now above the Berlin average for new rents, existing rents are also rising continuously, and modernization announcements are landing in many Neukölln letterboxes. According to a statement by the district office, quote, this has become an existential problem, especially for people on low incomes. District Mayor Martin Hickel of the SPD recently said in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost that people are afraid that their apartments will be sold or that the rent will be massively increased. He continued that housing is the new social question and that a steeper rent cap, as one potential option, is necessary. When 50 people apply for an apartment, there will always be one person among them who will sign the contract without having to comply with the rent cap. The open tenant advisory service that the district now offers is intended as an initial consultation to provide concrete assistance in assessing the legal framework conditions, in particular also as to whether legal representation is advisable. In short, the consultation should bring the tenants on eye level with the landlord. A list with consultation locations and dates can be found in our show notes. Berlin's S-Bahn is continuing its efforts to improve safety at stations and on trains. The second of a total of 5 new stations for security guards was put into operation with a slight delay. On Wednesday, guards moved into the new rooms at the large Ostkreuz interchange station. At noon, S-Bahn boss Peter Buchner and Berlin's Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel wanted to present the new guard on the upper level of the station to the public. On weekends, especially at night, there are frequent nuisances, thefts, attacks, and fights in the suburban trains and train stations. The new stations will be manned around the clock and at least 1 double patrol per station. Some of the guards will even have dogs with them. The first station was opened in January at Gesundbrunnen. Westkreuz, Schöneberg, and Friedrichstrasse are now to follow. Also, more security forces will travel on S-Bahn trains, especially in the evenings and at night. The railway had announced that up to 340 security personnel would be deployed every day. The measures are also part of the security concept agreed in the latest transport contract, which will run until June of 2027. In the past, there used to be a train handler in almost every Berlin S-Bahn station, but in order to save money, the staff was gradually withdrawn. In recent years, after many complaints from passengers about incidents of violence and the feeling of fear and insecurity, more patrols have been introduced by police and guards in stations. Tram tracks stopped an illegal car race in Mitte overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. According to police, officers at Hackischer Markt observed two vehicles traveling at dangerously high speeds. The chase ended at the crossing Dirkenstrasse-Karl-Liebknecht-Strasse. There, a 27-year-old driver crossed the central island but could not get any further on the tram tracks. He's had his license and car taken away, though the second racer escaped. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.